City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bevum. I got some vodka, I got some weed, we got that punk rock, and I got some motherfucking wretched ones for you. Up first, here's bottles and cans. Let's party.
Work's done, so I take a shower. I lie down and I have a nap. I wake up and I suck down dinner. Get ready, cause I'm playing tonight. Go outside and load the van. Running bad, I don't know why. Come in and watch a little TV. Boy, my throat's getting really dry. Get to the club, it's time to load in. Put our stuff off to the side. Belly up to the bar now. Who knows how many I'll buy. The music's loud, I'm having fun. Just drinking with the boys. Work again tomorrow. Tonight, we're gonna make some noise.
All right, that was the Wretched Ones right there with Bottles and Cans coming off Go to Work, which pretty much no one is doing anymore, it seems like. I'm not. So how you motherfuckers doing? So live listeners got a little double dose of that song right there. And guess what? The podcast still somewhat fucked up. Of course it is. Of course it is. That's just the way things have been going lately. So how's everybody doing? I'm all right. I'm alive, that's one way to put it. LCJ seems to be doing pretty fucking good. Girl says she got herself a raise in the live feed. I told her to give that shit back, though, because I tried to get her a raise, and she said, no, I make enough money. I already got a raise. You guys heard her. You faithful listeners heard her say that live on the show. I don't know. I'm going to say fucking a month ago when Corona was first starting. I was saying, nah, Jess, you deserve more money. She was like, no. I was like, all right, don't get a raise then. Don't get a raise. So I'm gonna have to call her employer, and I'm gonna have to give him the link, and we're gonna have to let him hear Jess decline the raise. But yes, I don't know. Good job, Jess. Good job. But yeah, me and Facundo, we ain't working though, right? Fuck that shit, right? The working man is a sucker. But yeah, Bronx Tale. But I don't know, I ain't been doing shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do up here. People ask me to do these shows, and I'm like, I can do them. I'm lazy, stoned, drunk, you know what I mean? And it's like, there's nothing going on, though. So I don't know what we're supposed to do. It's like, I can't tell you to come to Philly, because like you'll get sick and die if you leave your house or something, apparently. I don't know, apparently no one's allowed to leave their house anymore. But don't you worry. I will be right here for you with the Anti-Nowhere League.
For you, I shall give.
Oh yeah.
is crazy. All right, I can't think about what song it is, but I'm constantly going, bang, bang, you're dead. Because Animal definitely says that in one of the League song. And we're all constantly, when I say we're all, mostly the Pogo crew, we're all playing Fortnite, like, constantly and religiously. And, like, we're all in, like, a voice chat, like a video chat all the time. And fucking everybody's like, I'm dead. And I was like, bang, bang, you're dead. And like, it's been, I can't think of what fucking Anti-Nowhere League song that is. What Anti-Nowhere League song is that? I feel like it's slightly one of the later ones. And I know I've heard it said, because the way I'm hearing it in my head is from one of the live albums. I believe it would be Live in Yugoslavia 2. So I'm going to have to find a track listing of Live in Yugoslavia 2 and figure out which song. I mean, he says it in the studio version too, but it's not off a We Are the League one. I don't know, maybe it's off of like Scum or something. I feel like it's more that era. I don't know. Find it. Maybe you'll win something. A big old smooch from me. That's what you'll win. Bang, bang, you're dead. All right, here's Banner of Hope. Headed back to Jersey. Bar room brawl. Gonna be a fuck ton of ballroom brawls as soon as everybody goes back to the bar and gets shit-faced. All right, here's Banner of Hope. Don't you hate it when you heat up your bong and you put the torch down and you're like, shit, the song's over and I gotta like talk and do shit, and then your banger cools off and you gotta waste more butane. Gotta waste more butane. The things I do for you people. Now, Jess says, play Peter, intensive care. Well, I'd much rather have you play with my Peter, but I guess I can find some test tube babies for you. But yeah, you're gonna have to wait while I type in Peter and the test tube babies. Now, she wants, what she want, intensive care. I wonder why, Jess. Ah, you fuckers, we're gonna get to another song first and then we will play Peter and the test tube babies once I find it. Why don't we head out west first? Here's Agent Orange, Bloodstains.
Fast cars, Jake Bell.
All right, that was Agent Orange, and here's some Peter and the Test Tube
Babies.
It's
called intensive care. It's where all you amateurs who drink merry down here.
Well, good bit of bass player by Trapper here. Watch it, you might be able to learn something.
Oh yeah, it's fucking, it's 3 minutes of fucking
I dealt it.
It's over there, look.
Oi, watch him play one note so well. Oh, isn't he good?
All right, that was Peter and the Test Tube Babies right there for our girl LCJ. Now, we got a couple more requests. First up, we got one for Facundo, the culprit of the moonshine that made Jess cry on her knees and puke on the sidewalk in the snow. Yes, yes.
How many people out here like to drink?
We like to drink. We like to get smashed. All right, but our man Facundo wants to hear some homebrew music because he's got some homebrew beer. Here's Toxic Narcotic up next. Boston bitches. Some toxic narcotic. Shoot people, not dope. All right, now another one of our live listeners. And remember, you could be one of our live listeners too. Just go get that Podbean app and follow Pogo City Radio. You guys will get notifications when we go live. You can jump in the live thread. Fuck, you can even call bitches. You can even call. You can request tracks. And just talk shit to Jess and Renee, because that's basically what it is. It's a bunch of the guys who listen to Pogo City Radio talking shit to Jess and Renee the whole time. And me just, antagonizing the whole thing, spreading fires, spreading rumors, just burning people. But yeah, so go over to PogoCity.stream. You guys can get stuff from it there. You can get all the podcast episodes there, all 400 and whatever the fuck they are. 400 and whatever the fuck they are. You know what? We ain't got nothing to talk about here. Here is what we are going to talk about. We are going to talk about, and then we will get to One Way System. We are going to talk about fucking the two lost episodes of Pogo City Radio. The two episodes that throw off the count, that, like, you know, why we can never figure out how many. And like, oh, yeah, the two lost episodes. All right, the two lost episodes were taken down by Andrew because this is why. Because we accidentally played a bunch of Nazi bands. That's what happened. So here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know. I want to know why all you people know those bands, because the only reason that happened to little innocent Andrew Bedlam is because I've never heard of these fucking bands, because I've never listened to Nazi music. Why do you people know these bands? What had happened was, see, we will let pretty much anybody come on Pogo City Radio, you know what I mean, and hang out with us if they seem cool. But, like, I didn't know we needed a prerequisite test. Like apparently someone who was kind of into some Nazium ended up here. And they're like, hey, they're saying all these bands. And I think I'm pretty good with punk rock. Like, I feel like if you say a band, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that album. I know that band. Yeah, it's the fourth track. And he's saying all these British oi bands that I've never heard of. And I'm like, damn, this shit's good. Like, this shit's good. He's going, yeah, nothing political. I'm like, cool. I had no idea they were racist bands. The only racist band I knew up until then was Screwdriver. Like, you could have thrown any other racist band, one of their songs that they have where they're not racist, thrown it at me. I wouldn't be like, oh, this is a racist band, because I've never heard them before. So I want to know why all you motherfuckers know those bands. But yeah, so basically there was an episode where I accidentally played a bunch of racist bullshit. So we had to go and take them down. As some of my friends are like, dude, do you know you just played Bound for Glory on Pogo? And I'm like, yeah. So they're like, they're a Nazi band. I'm like, they are? I've never heard of them before. But there you go. That's why the Pogo City Radio episode count always gets fucked up. All right, here's One Way System with Jerusalem for Muggsy. All right, that was One Way System right there for Muggsy, who I realized on a recent Facebook post, we've been obsessed with playing Fortnite. And Muggsy, you were in a band called Fortnite. There you go. Give it up for Muggsy's old band Fortnite. There you go. I saw a picture of an old flyer. I was like, Fortnite! Yeah, it's really bad. Me and Jason have started referring to Fortnite as her and she, and just been like, I miss her. Whenever we're not playing Fortnite, me and Jason are texting each other back and forth about how much we miss playing Fortnite and how in love with her we are. Uh-oh, yes. I don't know. Times is rough. TNTina, though. Don't get me started on TNTina. All right, so this is for all you motherfuckers that... where the fuck is it, god damn it? This is for all you motherfuckers that, for one reason or another, know all those Nazi bands. Here's Antidote with No Nazis in Punk. All right, that was Antidote right there. Not from New York. The one from the European country that I'm not going to say because I always get confused between German and Belgium. And we're just going to call them the European Antidote. There you go. That album always brings me back to high school. Well, it came out. How did that? What? I'm very confused right now. What year did that album come out? Oh, all right, yeah, all those albums are the wrong days. Okay, because I definitely used to listen to that album in high school, and I'm looking at it in high school, the Go Pogo album, and I'm looking at it online, and I'm looking at the date it was released. I was like, I was way out of high school by then, but no, that's not the right, none of those are the right dates. But yes, I'm fucking lost. I'm stoned. I smoked a bunch of weed. I took a bunch of dabs.
People, I feel like the drink.
I have not drank yet.
The
oops.
Fuck do you
I can't, but
talking.
I don't know where my reefers. There it is. I found my reefers button. I found it. But yeah, I'm fucked up, man. Good, though. Good. I need to get fucked up. You know what I mean? I've earned it. I've been doing very good in my video games. And I've been showering, as I always do. I haven't been showering quite like 5 times a day anymore, but I've been showering. I have a disgusting, like, scruffy beard that everyone likes to bring up. But, like, I'm too lazy to shave, and it's so long, and I don't feel like it. It's going to take forever, and it's going to make a huge mess. Like, when I shave, like, I'm going to have to clean my whole fucking bathroom. And I don't feel like cleaning the whole fucking bathroom right now, you know what I'm saying? And then I got to take a shower. I don't feel like doing this shit. All I do is sit on a fucking Facebook phone call with Renee, fucking Jason, and Sean and play Fortnite all day, and then that dirty, crusty bastard Josh jumps in from time to time and calls us losers, and we just say, you're just a hater because you can't afford one, bitch. No, we don't. We totally tell him that, though. We do. I don't know what happened. He left. When he left here, he had a goddamn Xbox. That bitch. We want to play Fortnite. Come play Fortnite with us. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get off this show, and I'm gonna pour some vodka, and I'm gonna play Fortnite for many more hours, as I've played Fortnite for many hours today already. And you know you can win money doing that shit. Now I'm hooked. That's my plan for the future. I'm gonna become a professional, like a gambling gamer. There you go, a gambling gamer. That's gonna be me. I'm going to be a gambling gamer. I'm just going to win. I'm going to take all your money. You know what I mean?
on these video games. That's the future. We're never leaving our houses again, people. So just get used to it. Video games are going to be a huge part of life, and I'm gonna win all the money. We're all gonna start gambling, and I'm gonna take everyone's money. They're gonna like, they probably already do this on like ESPN 8, the Ocho. And, they have a video. They do fucking televise that shit, don't they? This is all really a thing, huh? Huh. I'm going to do that. I'm nowhere near good enough. I'm going to do it anyway, though. Because, like, fuck work. I know a lot of you people are sitting there like, God damn, I miss going to work. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck? I dreamed, not of the whole sickness, but I dreamed of being able to wake up whenever the fuck I felt like it, smoke weed, and, like, play music, and, like, not have to go to G.J. Oliver. Like, I used to sandblast. You think I'd rather be in some cold, wet, sandy, dirty, dangerous place instead of in my bed jerking off and playing video games? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you people high? I think it's just the grass is always greener on the other side. Like, are you fucking nuts? I understand the financial aspect, but I'm hearing plenty of people who are just like, oh, I can't take it. I always wanted this to happen. I always wanted to wake up and just be able to do whatever I want. Now, it sucks that I can't, like, leave the house or whatever, but I'll tell you what, fuck work. Fuck waking up at like 5 in the morning when it's fucking snowing, which it doesn't do anymore, or raining and shit. And you're like getting fucking, I blew a fucking hole in my hand. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, seriously, fuck work, people. I'm saying we need to figure out a way to make this shit work forever. Yeah, and you can work on your fucking passions instead. Down with the dollar. Down with the dollar. Just give me all yours first, though. That's all I'm saying. Give me all your dollars first, and then, yes, down with the dollars. Let's get to The Angelic Upstarts with 2 million voices. This one's for all the voices in my head. Angelic Upstarts on Pogo City Radio. Now, FYI, I have found a way that we can continue to pay everyone an extra $600 a week, probably even more. The way I've designed it probably gets you even more. The way we can pay for this, people, is we tell those 540 billionaires in the country that they're only allowed to have $500 million, and we just take the rest. You know what I'm saying? And we divvy it up. You see how far that money goes. That's how we're going to do it. And then we don't have to work anymore. We don't. And if you want to work, you still can and you can get more. But I say we rob the rich, basically. We take it from the rich and we distribute it to us. To us, the billionaires. Fuck them. They can have $500 million apiece. And everybody else that has under that, we're just going to take all their fucking money. That's what we're going to do. We'll take it by force. Why not, right? Why not? Here's on
advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
Onward to mayhem. Televisionary. Now, people, look, I don't get this, right? If you have a problem with what I said before the last song, think about this, right? You're pissed at all the people hoarding toilet paper in this country and hoarding hand sanitizer, but you're not pissed at the people hoarding all the goddamn money? Are you fucking kidding me? You think Jeff Bezos needs that goddamn money? Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. We should take it. What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? What's he gonna fucking do? But honestly, though, think about it. You're more mad about your neighbor buying five times as much toilet paper than you are at people like Stan Kroenke for having hoarding 5 billion times the amount of money. Are you fucking serious? Here's anti-flag. Why don't we go full-blown hippie on this bullshit?
You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government. Die for your country, that shit. You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government. Die for your country, that shit.
Let's go. the source of a sickness. But don't believe what they say, because the government is lying. They've done it before, and don't you know they'll do it again. A secret test, government built by red.
You're like Andrew, but all these things, they're not capitalism. They're not free market economy. Fuck capitalism. Fuck free market economy. Let them burn with defiance.
Fuck a bell, it's a river full of shit. Never fucking mean it, but I'm living life to me. what's the danger, what's the matter with the car?
They're a doctor, racist, and you know they had a fucking wrong.
I'm a full of engine, but it won't be misdirected.
Thank you for your fault, and if you're right, you fucking get it.
Motherfuckers got me hyped, and the Pogo crew knows it. I'm literally up here pacing through the attic while all these songs are playing. Angry as shit. Yes, I'm hyped. I'm not even joking. Here's some choking victim. The things you people
function
do to me.
Of that police action, those interventions in Central America and the Middle East, the function is system sustaining. It is to maintain that overall system. And you don't look at the particular cost. I could demonstrate to you that every single bank robbery, that in every single case practically, the cost of the police was more than the actual money that the robbers took from the bank. Does that mean, oh, you see, there's really no economic interest involved then. They're not protecting the banks. The police are just doing this because they're on a power trip, or they're macho, or they're control freaks. That's why they do it. No, of course it's an economic. Of course they're defending the banks. Of course, because if they didn't stop that bank rob, regardless of the cost, this could jeopardize the entire banking system. You see, there are people who believe that the function of the police is to fight crime. And that's not true. The function of the police is social control and protection of property.
We'll be right back.
joking victim. Money. Coming off No Gods, No Managers. We're going to jump over to Charged Records. Up next, go to the Virus's first album. Ah, you rap bastards.
I may have f***ed up here.
We're going to go to the Virus's first album, Still Fighting for a Future. Here's one with Mike and Paul on vocals. Today's rebellion is tomorrow's freedom. God damn. Kill people, right? Kill them. Only the rich, though. Only the rich.
Another day of freedom, another day to live, and another day to choose who you're gonna be. The only thing they can't take away from you is your will to survive. Today's rebellion is tomorrow's freedom. Today's rebellion is tomorrow's freedom.
Not the coronavirus, though. Today's rebellion is tomorrow's freedom, but wear your masks and don't go outside. All right. Now, this next one, if I can find it, the one I want. I want to get to the live version. I'm going to purposely play the live version if I can find the live version I want because it's so awesome. The mix is better and I can't find it. These goddamn bastards. All right. Now, this next one's for the working class. And I guess we can still consider Renee working class, even though she's working from home, because she was a little disappointed to hear Choking Victims' Money And I guess up next, where the fuck I'm doing this long, I still can't find it. I can't even find the fucking studio version now. I want to play Money by Coxbar. That's what I want. I want to play Money by Cock fucking Sparrer. And I'm having some trouble locating that. What the fuck is it called? It's off the first album, isn't it? I don't fucking know. We're going to play something else first. Andrew's going to have to do some digging. See, I wanted to play the version off Running Riots in the USA because the guitar is like really prominent in the mix, if I remember correctly. And I really like the guitar in it. But while we wait, why don't I throw on some Against Authority? And I want to play, what's that song that they have about not liking cops? They have a lot of them, actually. But I want to hear, let's do Above the Law. Here we go, Against All Authority. And hopefully, we'll be back with some Coxbar. Against All Authority. Now, here's some Coxbar for you, live with Working.
I've been working all day for me, mate.
I remember wearing
Thank fuck most for your life,
a Coxbar t-shirt the first time I ever met Muggsy in a bar in Allentown, like, I don't know, a very long time ago. He stopped me and saw my shirt and said, "The Sparrer." And then some guy bought me a drink. Not him, some other guy. But that's a different story. All right, we're going to get to another live song. I want to hear some Bomb Squadron, Flick, and Ducky's House, and this is live, bitch. And then we're gonna play some Studio Bomb Squadron, probably too, with Ian singing, cause I feel like it, bitch.
This is a song about a place where they let us drink.
There's a place to step into. If you drink, go ahead and do. Don't think much, so start a fight, cause we all came to drink tonight. Close your skin to favorite jokes. Grab a beer and sing along. Get that bottle up to my mouth. I will not forget the sound. It's how we get. It's what we like to do. Go to Flick and Ducky's House and put back a few. It's how we get. It's what we like to do. Roll around in broken glass. Through the tent so we can dance. All these fights are so much fun. You stop by up on the ward. Steaming in on Lord's head. I hope these times they never end. Have another drink of pride. There's a problem, we'll step outside. It's all we did. It's what we like to do. Go to Flick and Ducky's House and put back up you. It's all we did. It's what we like to do. Broken bottle, cigarette, 40 after, no regret. Going down, party time. Get hammered, with friends of mine. Drink a six pack, drink a few. It doesn't matter what you do. Going down, party time. Get hammered, with friends of mine. We love to drink, and we love to get smashed. We love to drink, and we love to get smashed. Four. There's a place to step into. With the drink, go ahead and do. Don't take much to start a fight, cause we all came to drink tonight. Once the skins are finished,
More Bomb Squadron. Here's Chaos and Disorder, coming off the first 7-inch. It is not coming off the first 7-inch. No, it's not. But here's Chaos and Disorder by Bomb Squadron, and on vocals. Bomb Squadron. Now that song was a what was that? See, and if you had the little re-release CD, the like singles collection or whatever, it said on the inside that that song and I'm So Bored were previously unreleased. But I said that to Ian, who's on the tracks, and he said no, they were released. So I guess I'll take his word for it. He said, as he put it, they were released on shitty little tape comps. He said, but they were released. But yes, not the first 7-inch. Not the first 7-inch. But we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here with a version of a song that LCJ, well, a song LCJ loves, but a version that she hates. But she can kiss my motherfucking ass. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? She can kiss it. But yeah, I got to go. I got to go. I'm done. I'm spent. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you for letting me shout at you for the past hour. And yes, I'm gonna go now. Go to pogocityradio.podbean, no, go to pogocity.stream, any URL, you know what I'm saying. We got your Chrome, we work with Firefox, we do it all, people. We do it all. Internet Explorer, whatever, your stupid weird ass Apple shit. So yeah, go to pogocity.stream. You guys can also get the Podbean app. Remember, you can find the most recent 100 out of the 400 and something episodes. The recent 100, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, iTunes for all you I people. All right. Thank you for listening. We are fucking leaving. We are leaving. I'm going to go get drunk now. You think I'm fucked up now?
Reefers.
I'm going to get drunk now. Tangerine, Chronic Am, fucked up now. Oh, shit. Are we going to have to play a wild card, too? Fuck, I think this show just got a little bit longer. All right, so up first, we're not leaving. We're not leaving. Up first, we're going to play Hudson Falcons with Working Class War. Fuck, what song did I want to play?
In the hands of the enemy, have to fight, devil to profit from our sweat.
a working class war. Aye, aye, aye. They act like they're doing us a favor. All they do is pit us against the neighbors. They say shut them up, we'll give them your job. We gotta show them we're the working class mob. Fight for the people. We're gonna fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Aye, aye, aye. United we stand, divided we fall. The justice for one hurts us all.
The Hudson Falcons right there on Pogo City Radio. Now we're going to get to something we call the Pogo City
Wildcard, bitches!
What's it?
The Pogo City Wildcard, where we play something a little off format. Here is Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice.
I'm seriously, what y'all think about this? Hey, baby, hey, baby. Hey, baby, get some bubblegum in this motherfucker, something. Study long, study wrong.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this. Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my
now
money on my mind.
Now back, I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to macking to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady.
Oh, that bitch.
80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these N.U.T.s, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch, I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray.
and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tangerine chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now, but it ain't no stopping. I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the bar to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dough, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
Snoop Dogg right there on
Pogo City Radio.
And that was today's Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
Where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's Snoop Dogg, sometimes it's the Four Seasons, and sometimes it's Guns N' Roses. Deal with it, bitch. Now, we're going to get out of here. We're going to leave. We're going to go bye. For real this time, motherfuckers got things to do. Things to do. We need some a global threat. I feel like this song sticks with what I was saying earlier, and Mark Unseen's shirt on the cover kind of fits it too. So go look at the What the Fuck Will Change album cover. I bet you Sean already knows what shirt he has on. I'm not even talking shit. I bet you he does. If you asked me what shirt he was wearing on this album cover, I would know it because it's just smack dab in the middle of the photograph. But you go look for yourself. Here's a global threat. Thanks for listening. Go listen to more. Go tell your fucking friends. And I'll see you fucking tomorrow. I promise. Here's a global threat. False patriots. See you next time.
Party's over.